The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
My next guest with me is Barak Lurie, attorney, radio show host, and author of the new best-selling Rise of the Sex Machines, a book about how culture and technology are conspiring to minimize marriage and relationships. Barak Lurie, thank you so much for joining us. Good to have you on.
Thank you, Larry, for having me. It's always a pleasure.
How did you pick this topic? It's not an easy one. In fact, even in your introduction, you refer to it as possibly being salacious.
Yeah, that's true. Well, look, as you may remember, I wrote Atheism Kills, which was really successful, and it was the first part of my three-part series, and the second book was going to be Atheism Destroys, and that's still coming out, by the way, next year. But as I was writing it, I was writing a chapter about how godlessness leads to the end of relationships, how destructive it is. And I say that ultimately people will move toward technology because it's so easy, it's a cop-out, and they'll move toward sex robots. And as I was writing this chapter, it got longer and longer, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to pull this out and make a separate book out of it because it was so powerful. And it's got a lot of fun stuff in it. At the same time, it's a warning. It's also a reflection about us and who we are as a people. And it's also a commentary and some positive news, believe it or not, for people who are of faith, Jewish and Christian alike, and who are very conservative, who love God. Things will be quite good for us in the future.
Rise of the Sex Machines. Barak Lurie is with us. It's available, by the way, on Amazon. Take us into the theory here. I guess we have to look at our own lives and how things have changed and how we like things instantly. We can order food online and have it brought to us. We have our phones that we can see who's writing us anytime. You even mentioned in the foreword how we can pick a car online and have it delivered, and if we don't like it, we can send it back and return it. So you start with our own lives now, and then you add the layer that this is only the next logical extension?
That's right. Well, and the only way that it can happen, Larry, is if we trivialize sex and relationships. And that's what's happening. You know, the technology is one thing, but the culture is the main thing. Technology, you can do a lot of different things, but it's only responding to the culture, right? I mean, you don't have a certain cookie unless people want that cookie, or a certain car unless people want that car. Same thing with sex and relationships, for that matter, but mostly about sex. If people are told that sex means nothing and it's something that you can do on this website, Tinder, and other dating websites like that, where it's all about the hookup, well, then why not make it as easy as possible? These sex robots and other virtualizing of sex platforms they simply meet a demand. And that demand has come from a variety of sources. To answer your question, Larry, first, feminism, right? Feminism teaches us that a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. They've told women that they do not need a man in their lives whatsoever. Career first, a relationship, well, that's nice. Kids, well, that's nice if you really want that silly kind of stuff. But really what matters is a career. And then they tell you that masculinity is toxic. Right. Then the whole Me Too movement comes out there and says, look, if you so much as even ask a woman out on a date, let alone touch her, you might be accused of sexual harassment. Worse yet, you might be accused of rape. So these are things that are terrifying for men on the one hand. And at the same time, we're told that sex means nothing. So if it's all about the sexual thrill and relationships are not important, then why wouldn't this be happening?
No. Is it already happening in some places in the world?
Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately, it is. I mean, it's not that much. I'm simply warning of the hurricane that's coming toward us. So, I mean, I see the satellite photos, so to speak. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a very big problem. Japan is where it's happening most viciously right now. Men out there are engaging with sex dolls, not quite robots yet, but they'll get there too, because of a certain cultural phenomenon that we don't need to get into right now. But it's also happening in Europe. There are sex robot brothels everywhere in many major cities, and they're meeting demand. And there's a whole bunch of reasons for it, as we talked about before, feminism and so on. But people just don't seem to mind this at all. It seems to resolve all sorts of problems for a lot of people. You don't have to worry about disease. You don't have to worry about pregnancy. You don't have to worry about having to cater to the needs of your partner in any way, shape, or form. You don't have to answer to anybody. You don't have to meet expectations. There's a whole chapter in my book about all the things that sex robots seem to resolve problem-wise. So I hope that answers your question on that.
Yeah. Barak Lurie is with us. The book is Rise of the Sex Machines. So what is the answer here? You mentioned faith and religion. Explain the connection to how that seems to be a buffer or barrier to this.
Right. Look, there's two aspects to it. When you think about faith and religion, when I think of the Bible, or what we Jews call the Torah, you can really see it as a document about how to engage in relationships, that relationships are the number one thing in our lives. God wants us to be good to each other. If you want to summarize it, that's it. We need to be good to each other. And that invokes the concept of relationships. That is why I have a lot of hope, because you and I, Larry, as God-fearing men, and we understand that our obligation is to be good to other people and to our spouses and so forth. We are encouraged to be with a spouse and to have children, no less. What happens when, people say a family doesn't matter? In fact, children don't matter. So that's where we're going with the robots part of it. But the people who will survive this and who will not only resist it but also thrive out of it are people like you and me. And women who are of faith as well, they will embrace, the normal cultural values that we have. We will be the ones who will be continuing to get married, continuing to have a lot of children. And that's why I think there's some good news out of this. So we'll outnumber these other people. They will be breeding themselves out of existence, so to speak.
Yet there is a story this week that says the number of Americans who call themselves, for example, Christians, is declining, while the number of non-religious people increases. A Pew Research study found that 65% of Americans describe themselves as Christians. That's down 12% over the previous decade. Even attending church was 52%, down to 45%. Is there a concern that even within the faith, there is an erosion going on?
Oh, yes. I mean, look, the people who will resist this are the people who maintain their faith. I mean, if you leave the church, if you leave the synagogues and no longer identify as a godly person, a person of God, well, then, yeah, you're going to fall victim to this like anybody else will. But so, the whole attitude, it's a polarizing attitude. It's two very different things. One is how you and I think, where we feel obligated to not only have a relationship, but it's a good idea to have a lot of children. God wants us to have a lot of children. And then the other universe, which is that having a relationship is nonsensical. What's the point of getting married? And then not only that, but what's the point of having a children? In fact, having children is a bad thing to do in their eyes. It contributes to global warming, don't you know? And also, of course, using all of Earth's precious resources. So this is a different mindset that they have. And yeah, you're right. We have to begin to understand that at the end of the day, it's all about faith. It's all about God. Because the sex robot phenomenon and the way that we are trivializing sex is merely a symptom of godlessness. You're bringing up a very good point. We are in danger of becoming a more and more godless nation. And like you said, the number of nuns, N-O-N-E-S, is growing dramatically. But that only begs the question. We are going to see one of those consequences very soon with these sex robots. and how people will simply be checking out of relationships altogether. Those who stay in the faith, they will survive, they will thrive.
Is this in any way like the opioid crisis, where people get into it for that quick high and then they'll be locked into it and it'll be an addiction that they'll have to try to break?
Larry, I love that comparison. I never thought about it, and I'm a little bit jealous that you thought that. It's a fantastic comparison. It is. People will get sucked into this. And it's not just the robots themselves. It's this notion of the easy fix. I mean, look, sex and sexuality and relationships, they're all, when you think about it, there's a lot of hard work involved. You have to get to know your partner. You have to understand. You have to respect. You have to treat them right, especially a man toward a woman. You know, we all know that. But with a sex robot, you can not talk to her all day. You cannot consider her feelings. All you need is for her to be available. That's it. And you can cheat on her. She'll never cheat on you, and so forth. It's too tempting. And it's the quick high, as it were. So I think it's a perfect analogy.
All right. A quick 30 seconds. What kind of reaction have you had for this? Because this is really a different kind of book. What has been the reaction?
People say that they are very, because they've become awoken about this whole thing. They didn't realize that this would be an issue, but it makes total sense to them. And I say to them, the primary problem here is godlessness. I'm not asking to ban robots or anything else. It's really a reflection about us, and we need to waken up, get awake about this issue. If we don't, we're in for big, big problems.
The book is The Rise of the Sex Machines. Barak Lurie is the author. It's available at Amazon. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us.
Thank you, Larry, for having me. I really appreciate it.